Psalm 88 is surely the darkest psalm in the entire Psalter. In Hebrew, the psalm's last word is darkness. No enemies are listed, nor are illnesses or setbacks mentioned. But the psalmist feels that the God of my salvation has been absent. So the psalmist, whose soul is full of trouble, describes his agonies of soul in detail. When he mentions the pit or the grave, I like to remember that ancient Jews thought of the grave as a realm in which God's praises are no longer offered. In other words, our psalmist even feels so low that he can no longer worship. He asks God, "What good are dead people to you? Can the dead praise you?" In verse 18, even the psalmist's friends and those he has loved have abandoned him. Why is such a dark psalm included in the Bible? Our poet's despair is never relieved by hope. He never recalls former times when help was available, never even expresses confidence that things can change. As we listen to Psalm 88, maybe we should remember that faith does not always produce immediate emotional relief. Psalm 88 tells us that although some believers do feel abandoned and their life of faith includes long nights when God seems to be silent, those feelings are not sinful. Those feelings are very human. After all, Jesus felt that way on the cross. Jesus called out for everybody to hear, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" If Jesus prayed to God during his darkest hour, we too can pray to God during our darkest nights. Psalm 88 tells me that bringing our agonies to God is in fact an act of faith.